Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome back to Nisha's Open Diary. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary. If you like story times, you have definitely come to the right place, because my story times are true and authentic storytellings of the things I have gone through. They are raw and they are uncut. So today's story time is about the time I went to a beauty school to get my hair done. So me, my best friend, and her cousin went to this beauty school to get our hair done. And as I said in my last episode, me and my best friend did everything together. So we made appointments and we all gone the same day. And why did I decide to go to this place? I regret it. I should have never went there. I should have just went to a salon and paid full price. So get there and we're in the waiting area and I'm watching each student stylist doing other people's hair. And just by watching, I pretty much knew who I wanted to go to do my hair anyway. But even still, in the neighborhood, it was word on this one girl who was like on her way up in the hair world. Like she was like a superstar, like she was doing her thing. And we really had our eyes set on her. That's who we wanted to do our hair, because it was all kind of rumblings about how she will lay your hair out. And at the time, she was at, you know, going through beauty school or whatever, but she was like really sought after. And so we had our sights on her. We wanted her to get her hands on our heads. And so some of the chairs started opening up, and the girl I wanted to do my hair called my friend's cousin to her. And me and my best friend got called to different students. And I was so hesitant. And I was like, oh no, I want her to do my hair. And I was talking about the same girl my best friend's cousin went to. And the other girl was like, oh no, she's booked up. And after her, I can take you. So I was like, okay. And I had so much anxiety because I had saw her work. And I didn't like feel like I was gonna be liking my hair. And so I get in her chair and she put the cape on me and she says, okay, what are we doing today? So I told her I wanted a Halle Berry cut. So she says, okay, no problem. She began relaxing my hair and she proceeded to put the relaxer on my hair. And she was taking so long to get the relaxer, you know, applied throughout my whole entire head that my head started burning. And I tell her it was burning and she telling me, oh no, it's fine. It's not ready to come out yet. And I want to make sure your hair is straight. Okay, well, here's one thing about my hair. I don't have really coarse or nappy hair. I have a pretty good grade of hair. And really and truly, I don't even really need no perm like that, because all I got to really do is get some water and some gel or some kind of hair product and my hair will be like a jerry curl, coily curly type of hair. So in all honesty, I don't even really need no perm. But sometimes when I'm getting a certain hairstyle like that, like a shortcut, I do want my hair to be super straight. Because it don't even matter if I get a perm, because when I do get a perm, as soon as some water and some kind of moisturizer get in my hair, it's gonna curl up either way it go. So at this point, I'm sitting there and my head is on fire, and I tell her again, no, we gotta rinse this out. And like, you know how like you be bouncing around and jumping around when you done held your pee for so long and you gotta pee real bad? I'm like that. I'm jumping around in the chair because I feel like somebody set my hair on fire. And I tell her again, no, please come on, we gotta rinse this out. My scalp is on fire. So she finally takes me to the sink and she rinses it out. And I could barely even have her touching my scalp because it hurts so bad. She got me rinsed out and I returned to her chair and she began cutting my hair into the style. Now, I told her I wanted a Halle Berry cut, but not too short. And like a lot of stylists do, it ain't her hair. She got scissor happy. And when she was done with my hair was barely an inch long. And she curled my hair with what they call needle nose curlers. They real tiny small for people who get shortcuts, you know, to be able to curl the hair or whatever. And she was even burning me with them. And so she did all, you know, everything you're supposed to do to, you know, get my hair looking the way it was supposed to look or whatever, you know. And then she did all the finishing touches and whatever. And when she handed me the mirror to see my hair, I was so unhappy. And on top of that, I was in pain because my head was hurting. Like, I probably needed some medical attention. Like, she didn't gave me third degree burns on my scalp. And I hated everything about my hair. And I started crying and I was mad as hell. And she then started saying, "You want to fight me?" Because she knew I was pissed because I wasn't hiding it. "Girl, you done burnt my scalp up with the perm. You done burnt my scalp up with the curlers. And then you did this old granny looking style that don't look nothing like no Holly Berry cut." And I did not want to pay her. She had messed me up. And when you go to the salon, you want to walk out feeling pretty and with your hair looking good. But I felt just the opposite. I put the scarf I went there wearing back on my head and went and sat in the waiting area for my best friend and her cousin to get done. So finally, my best friend got done and she felt the same way. When I tell you, I think her hair looked crazier than mine. And I forgot what she was even getting done, but I don't know what she had going on her head. But it wasn't it. It was not it. And as soon as I seen her, even though I was mad and I was upset, I busted out laughing too. And then we both started laughing because even though the situation wasn't funny, it was funny. And we sitting in the area, you know, the waiting area, whatever, waiting for her cousin. And so finally, you know, the whole time we watching her cousin getting her hair and stuff done too. So finally, her cousin was done and we both sitting there because she almost done in the waiting area watching the suit and stylist finish her hair. And it was on point. Her cousin's hair actually was looking good. And she had got a bob weave with a middle part. But she got to go to the girl who we wanted to go to. And we observed when we first got there. And she knew what she was doing. And we heard about her in the neighborhood and everybody would go to the beauty school specifically to get their hair done by her. Like, she was already ready to be a stylist. Like, she had it down. It was just that she needed the schooling and she needed to be able to get her license to do hair in a salon and stuff. But she was ready, without a doubt. And we all wanted our hair done by her. But she was in high demand. And at that beauty school, she was a hot commodity. And we was told to make an appointment. But when we got there, you know, try to choose your stylist, request her services. Because she was a rising star hairstylist, but was still in hair school. So we were all done and we was just staring at my best friend's cousin hair because she looked cute. And she was laughing and saying, "I told y'all to go to the girl I went to." And we was telling her we tried to, but they directed us to the other students. As for the girl who did my hair, who told you doing hair was your calling? Girl, you don't know what you doing. Cut my damn hair bald and burnt my scalp up with a relaxer and a curler. Girl, you are trying to go into the wrong field. And when I got home, I looked in the mirror and I got mad all over again. And my scalp was red and inflamed and full of scabs. And you could see where my scalp was burnt to all hell. And there were scabs from the relaxer and burns from when she burnt me with the curlers. My hair wasn't nothing like Holly Berry's. And I didn't want to leave the house until my hair grew back. But after all the pain and the scabs healed and my hair started to grow out a little bit, it did look a little better. And as it grew out, it grew on me a little bit. And I then started going to salon and a stylist who was good at shortcuts. And I went to her for a while. And when it comes to getting my hair done, it is like playing Russian roulette because you never know if the stylist really knows what they're doing. I've been going through this for years. And I have had stylists swearing they got me, they gonna slay my hair, and then charge me all this money for something I didn't want or that looks crazy. When I'm paying anywhere from $200 to $500 for my hair, I better step out your chair feeling like $1 million. I want to leave happy, smiling from ear to ear, looking and feeling fly, and not like I got played out of my money. I have gone through this so many times, and I still, to this very day, don't have a good stylist that I can actually trust and know that they're going to get me right every time. I'm still playing Russian roulette every time I go get my hair done. I want some of those boho braids right now for the summertime, for this summer 2024. But they charge $500 for those. And ain't no way in the world I'm about to go out here and go to some random stylist that swear they can do these braids, they can slam, they can do all this stuff, and then do some nonsense on my head and have a hand out for the $500 and be questioning why I ain't trying to pay them. And I want to go to somebody who I know, who truly knows how to do them, because saying you can do the style perfect is one thing. But actually doing it and actually having the talent and the skills to do the style is another. And I have so much anxiety when it comes to allowing a stylist to touch my hair. Because I have been through it a lot. Dealing with beauty and getting my hair, nails, and eyebrows and lashes done. And not get what I really paid for. Or not be fully satisfied with it. And it costs a lot to maintain my appearance. Or that's for any female. And I need the people working in the beauty industry to be up to par with the prices they charge it. Don't try to charge me an arm and a leg for something you wouldn't want to pay for. Or a half-assed job. I want to get what I'm paying for. And when I leave, I want to feel beautiful. I want my hair to be on point. And I want to feel like I got my money's worth. All right, story seekers. That is all for this story time. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary. And my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.